Welcome back from Desk Low. Man, if you've been tuned into this show, man, we lose you early on a lot of legends, man. We were early on Rome Streets, where we're early on Eddie Kane. We're early on a lot of your favorites, man. And when I heard this gentleman right here, man, yo, what the first thing that came to my mind, man, I was like, man, this guy gotta be at least like 25. And yo, when I did my research on Son. Your son was born in 04. I ain't gonna lie, I was fucking bad bitches in 04, man. I ain't gonna front on that. But yo, when I heard my man was born in 04 and he has the kind of knowledge that he has with this music, and he's not like blending in with like how mo I'm not gonna kick the young generation, man, but yo, it's some of the young generation I just can't get with. Like the Young Thug and Gunna movement, I can't get with that. So when I heard Son actually rhyme on his debut album, Museum, I was shocked, man. I was like, yo, I didn't expect this from Son at all, man. So I'm surprised that people ain't talking about it more. But maybe, I'm just early and later on during the year, he's gonna release something else that gets y'all more talking. But without
Oh yeah.
further introductions, I got Lord Sco.
Yes, sir. How you doing, bro?
Man, we're doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. I appreciate the words, you know what I mean?
Hey man, yo, you a man of many talents, man. So yo,
Oh my.
I gotta ask, my G. You born in 04. So
Yeah.
I was listening to G Unit back then. So for you coming up, like who you listening to, like when you're coming up? Cause we got a major time like age difference.
You mean like right now, like what was I listening to like when I first got into hip hop?
When you first got into hip hop.
So the first rappers I heard was Biggie, DMX, Eminem.
Oh wow.
I got that on a little like iPod Nano from my pops. My pops used to listen to a lot of, more rock music and shit, but he had that type of shit. Had a couple joints. He had like it was a lot of DMX, some Biggie, some M. He had some MOP on there. You know what I mean, some workout music, you know what I mean? Shit that was gonna get him pumped. I mean, I'm not really up in contact with my pops like that, but he put me on the road for sure with that. And you know what I mean, just through that, I kind of just started discovering more and more on my own. I really fucked with J. Cole in middle school. You know what I mean? Like and then from there I just really like, wanted to keep going and keep studying this shit. Once I found the way I say it is, once I found Doom, it was a wrap. Because once I found Doom is when I
Oh,
just,
yo.
you know what I mean? That's when you go down the full rabbit hole of all of this other shit. And I found Doom like freshman year, I want to say, of high school. So I would be a super senior right now. I graduated last year as a regular senior, but that was like 4 or 5 years ago when I found Doom. And since then, I've just kind of been really down that rabbit hole. But I fucks with everything.
That's kind of crazy how your pops kind of, because, like, yo, I'm gonna friend, like, because, like, you're like the generation like with the iPod Nanos, man. Yo, like I would have loved that in the early 2000s. We had to walk around with CDs and all that, so we had to have like
Walkmans and
cartridges,
shit,
man.
yeah. Nah, no doubt. You know what I mean? You can't ever take for granted the state of technology that we got, especially nowadays. You know what I mean? Like it makes discovery a lot easier because you just right, everything's right in front of your face. So if you're not choosing to, fuck with it, then you just gotta get with the times.
Yo, that's fact. Yo, I'm still figuring out a few things from like, yeah, we figured out Zoom, but Zoom don't pay the check. So if it cuts out, we just have to rejoin. But
Yeah.
so that's crazy how you said that you discovered Doom in high school because man, Mad Villainy, that's when I discovered Doom, and that was 10th grade too. So yo, it's crazy to see like the generation that Doom has, generation after generation. And kind of goes with your name because yo, your name has like yo that villain type like a Marvel, like yo, Lord Sco right there.
Right. Nah, no
No.
doubt, you know what I mean? And I fucks with You know what I mean? I definitely take a lot of inspiration from Doom, you know what I mean? Just in kind of like just the fact that like, kind of breaking it down to a very raw but also very well thought out, very like processed product at the end of time, you know what I mean? 'Cause like he might be rapping on like a fucking loop, but and he might not even fucking care about song structure, but it still feels very well thought out, you know what I mean? The whole shit, whole process, the whole track and all of that, you know what I mean?
Yo, because like when I listen to like some of your music though, it seemed that you got like that early, like that 2000s influence, man. But like what kind of blew me away too is like you know, when I heard Russian Doll, it kind of has that, you know, that Public Enemy, Bring to School vibe to it now. And I was like, yo, like how far do you go back when you're discovering like new music, how you did with Doom? Like, how far do you go back?
I mean, I go back with everything, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've listened to like pretty much everything, you know. I've listened down back to like, you know, Eric B, Rakim, you know what I mean? All of that shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I think like the sweet spot was really like the 90s for when they really started putting shit together. Cause you know, some of the 80s hip hop really sounds a little too like hip to the hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But dudes like, I still love dudes like Rakim, obviously, Kool G, you know, he's a legend. Kool G, I like. Like Rakim gets the credit for making it more of a like rhymey flow, but I think Kool G is the one who made it, who modernized that too. You know what I mean? And obviously they got different flows, but I think if you hear the way that New York rappers rap now, it's more from the school of Kool G. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I started listening to Kool G a lot more once people started being like, "Yo, you got that Kool G rap flow." You know what I mean? And I was like, "Word." Like, and I really like did more of the math, and that's because I love Pun, and you know Pun is like school of Kool G for real. I love Pun. Pun was one of my biggest influences when I first started really finding my flow. Obviously Nas, you know what I mean, obviously Wu-Tang. So yeah, I mean I go back a good amount with the shit. Like I love that early 90s kind of like really raw gritty era, like that, you know, kind of like Wu-Tang sound when they were starting to put out like Cuban Links and Liquid Swords and obviously Enter the 36. You know what I mean? But that's the thing that I think is ill is that, you know, I actually my manager Dante Ross literally said the same thing about Russian Doll. He was like, "Yo, this kind of reminds me of some Public Enemy shit." And you know, I'm not that schooled on Public Enemy. Like I know the big songs, and you know, I've probably listened to like one or two of their albums, but I've never really took the time to like study their craft like that. You know what I mean? Like I study the crafts of like Nas and Doom, and I study Jadakiss a lot, Big L, Pun, as I mentioned, Sean Price.
Everybody, yo, that's crazy. Yo, yeah. Like, we don't expect that from your generation. We expect like, yo, Drake.
Yeah. And that's still cool though, because I wanna bring all types of different shit. Cause at the same time, as much as I'm influenced by those guys, like I also definitely take influence from like Joey Badass and like Mac Miller and like Bronson and you know, Vince Staples, Danny Brown, Earl, like, you know, all of those dudes, Rock Marcy, you know what I mean? Like I take a lot of influence from everything. So I think that's why it's cool that you say the 2000s, because I'd probably be right in the middle of where I'm taking my influences from. I'm taking from down from 92 to fucking 2023, right in the middle, probably be 2004, right when I'm born.
Yo, and like, because like, yo, I ain't gonna front, like, yo, because I was like 7 years old when Wu first came out, so I never got to experience Wu, like, you know, at their peak. But the one group that, you know, we can say we both experienced coming up is the Art Future, was like a new generation of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Absolutely, man. And you know what I mean? I think, like, I think it's ill that, like, you know, I hear, like, certain shit like that, like, oh, you should give me, like, that pro-era vibe, that should give me that Future vibe, because, you know, like, they were saying, oh, to them, oh, we get the Wu-Tang vibe from y'all, we got this, so, you know what I mean? I think it's just the continuous of time, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't like getting comparisons a lot. I've heard some whack comparisons. I've heard some great comparisons, but one that I never argue with is when someone's like, "Yo, your shit reminds me of Joey, or your shit reminds me of Pro Era," because people don't ever say, "Yo, you sound like Joey." People don't say, "Yo, you sound like Joey, you sound like Steez." They say, "Yo, you remind me of that shit," which to me is ill, because I think we pretty much had a lot of the same artistic goals in mind, just being young kids from New York who really care about the culture of hip hop and want to see that represented in the right light. You know what I mean?
Cause you're like New York, that's where hip hop has started now too. And like to actually be like, you know, like you can see like your hometown heroes, like, you know, like Jadakiss, like, you know, Sean Price, like all these guys came from New York. So I can see what he
is. No doubt. Yeah, man. Like I definitely am very like school of New York type of hip hop. You know what I mean? Like I want to make sure that when people hear me, they're like, "Oh yeah, he from New York." You know what I mean?
So we're in this, like, I like to call, you know, shout out to my guy Sunny's the Invincible Renaissance right here, because, yo, like, yeah. I like to say, like, you know, with the rise of Griselda, we're really starting to see like a rise within the underground lane, right. Like, you know, like how Rock Mercy was on 2010 or like Willie the Kid 2015 right. of Alchemist. So with right. you coming into this, like with your peers, like I know you embrace Bub Styles, but who are a few of your other peers within like this community we have?
No doubt. I mean, obviously my man Dusty Reynolds, that's my man. Okay. You know what I mean? My OG Emilio Craig, that's another one. My big bro Big Dog is a legend right there. You know, and that's more for that age bracket, for that real group. But I think also, like, you know, I got another crew that I kind of be chilling with too, is like, you know, more on the outside, because you know, I love, like, I think of those names more so like that's kind of like the New York scene right there, like that, the Chinatown sound, that's like that New York type of real like underground scene, you know, like dudes getting they models from like overseas and shit, like that's definitely a scene right there. But you know what I mean, and I fucks with that scene, but I'm also not gonna say I'm like 100% part of that scene, because I got other scenes that I am a part of too. You know what I mean? Like, I came into that scene like trying to be like, yo, like, peep me, I'm doing my thing over here, B, and I could do my thing in here too, which I've been doing. You know what I mean? And I think again that kind of goes to what you were saying earlier about, you know, having you know, like a range of influences and shit, because some of my other homies, like Wise Boy Jeremy, Dustrial Dre Waves, my guy Marco Plus from Atlanta. You know, if you listen to my album, you heard a lot of those names and shit. And, you know, those are just kind of like rap homies I've met through the internet. You know, I mean, found them through the internet, like tapped in with and then built friendships with them. You know what I mean? Whereas I feel like the New York scene, that you know, like Bub Styles is a part of, Chinatown Sound, all of that. I feel like that's more of a like a natural geographic scene. You know what I mean? Which makes me feel dope about that shit. Cause, you know, I meet these people through the internet. I met them through shows, doing shows with them, doing this, you know what I mean? Like a lot of that type of shit. So I think it, to me, it feels different cause that's like a real geographic scene. Not to say that it don't spread to other lengths, cause we got people from Boston, we got people from all around the globe who's a part of that scene as well. But that's like a local scene to me. You know what I mean?
Okay. See, like, and like, you never want to limit to yourself to like, you know, to a certain lane. Cause I can see like with your career now too, like you just don't want to stick to like underground. I can see you like actually having like an album, like a Good Kid, Mad City, or like
Look, I appreciate that a lot, man. That means a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely want to find some sort of sweet middle, man. You know what I mean? Some middle ground, because you know what I mean, a sweet spot in the middle ground, because like I feel like, you know, I love this shit. Like, yo, like Doom is my favorite rapper, like Sean Price, one of my favorite rappers, like Kiss. So I really want to keep this shit hip hop. Like, I don't ever want to be on a track like doing shit where it's like, oh, he went mainstream with it. You know what I mean? But I want to find a set, like, I know my sound has the potential to be bigger than where it is now. Way bigger. But I just, you know what I mean? I don't want to compromise too much. You know what I mean? You got to make sacrifices, obviously, for success. But, you know, I don't want to compromise the things that I love about hip-hop just for some more success. Because I know that success is going to come. You know, I'm a star regardless, B. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be doing my thing, no doubt. But I would love to have a Good Kid, Mad City type album. Like, you know what I mean? I think Kendrick is ill, because I think what he does really well is he doesn't water his shit down, and he's still a huge, huge artist, you know what I mean? And he's still winning Grammys, selling out huge stadiums, all of that, you know what I mean?
No, that's facts too, because like, we got to remember that was like 10 years ago, and we want to know, right. Like, you know, like, and like, one of the things that I liked about like when I was finding you was your SCO DVD. Like, it's not really DVD. Yeah. Like, you know, let's be honest, like, you know, it's YouTube, but like, yo, I really liked, like, yo, seeing like, yo, like when we can see like, yo, you fuck with the cat in the dry, I'm like, all right, that's my guy right there. All right, I see you. Right. So like, but with that though, like, would you ever do something like that for one of your albums? Like, actually show like the reason behind it with that?
And like, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, yo, that's the reason why we ain't put out another SCO DVD yet, because we've been collecting tons of footage, man. We've been collecting lots of footage. It's gonna be, you know what I mean? Cause as much as like I love, like, bro, the first two episodes of that shit, like, that's really, like, my life, bro. That's what I'm out here doing. Like, I'm just out here with my homies fucking around New York shit, B. That's it. You know what I mean? But we gonna get some more like footage, more behind the scenes type shit, more, you know what I mean, in the action type shit. We still gonna splice it in with the ignorance and belligerency, you know what I mean, as we should, but you know, we gotta find that perfect medium.
And yo, like this, yo, okay. And like, yo, shout out to my guy Salim, because yo, my guy Salim was posting about a lot about this guy, and it actually made me check out Load Sco. And
yeah, yo, that's my man right
there. I'll give you my honest opinion right here, my G. Joel Santana and Jim Jones, yo, they claim like you're with rock stars and rock star lives. But yo, when I found Load Sco, yo, son actually looks like a rock star right here. Like you know, he ironing front, like you know how rap, yeah, I'm a rock star. No, son actually looks like you would never suspect son would have had bars.
Right. Nah, I appreciate that, bro. I mean, like it's funny because you know, like I get that a lot. You know, I think it's just because you know, I'm a white rapper with long hair, so you know, I look like a little British rock star or whatever. But
yo, let me check what son's about, and then
right. But you know what I mean? I think it's also like if you're looking at the clothes I'm wearing, B, I don't see no rock stars wearing iceberg sweaters with Rockaway jeans,
yeah. Yo, that's
the Averexes and Gucci sweaters and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, like, I like to kind of, you know, I think it's like people look at me and they're like, whoa, what is he gonna bring to the table? And then, you know, most people ain't disappointed with what they hear. So, I'm just doing me out here. I'm just doing the shit I think is fly. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, bro, true say about the hair is that I just needed a haircut before the pandemic. I never got no haircut.
Oh, all shit. Them
and then people just was like, yo, you look good with long hair. And I was like, word? All right, bet. So I just kept it, you know what I mean? And this shit is fly, you know what I mean?
And like, what's too about your delivery now, too, is like, your voice is like, yo, I swear, like, you got, like, don't take this the wrong way, like an old soul voice, like, you know, like
absolutely, like, absolutely, bro. Nah, facts, bro, you know what I mean? Like, bro, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, that. I definitely want people to hear me talk and be like, what the fuck, bro? Is this like this fucking Prodigy's son right here? Is this is this young Raekwon over here? You know what I mean? Like, cause I really want to see that era of the city be respected and revived. You know what I mean? Even if I wasn't alive for it, I'd be around a lot of the OGs who be schooling me on that era. And like for me, it's weird because I'm young, bro. So I wasn't even like alive for like crazy shit going down like that. You know what I mean? I see my shit, but like, I ain't gonna lie, I go downtown now, I go to certain parts of Brooklyn, and shit just feels so, I can't even put the word on it, but it just doesn't feel like the New York I remember, you know what I mean? And that shit kills me, man, because, you know what I mean? I love the fact that I walk around in my hood still. I'm from Washington Heights, you know what I mean? I walk around and that shit still feels like New York. It's still motherfuckers out there like, yo, I got that shot. We used to look up as pre-war buildings. You know what I mean? It's mom and pop shops. It's not like a fucking Starbucks on every corner with fucking Zaza Exotic, biggest fucking the cleanest looking smoke shop you could imagine. Like, I mean, we got some clean looking smoke shops, but not like Williamsburg looking ones, B. You know what I mean? And you know, like it's a lot of people who just been moving here just because it's like trendy, and it's like people move here so they can move out and then tell people, yo, I lived in New York in my 20s. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Da, 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 da. But they come here, they want to complain about everything. They want to do all this. They want to drive the rent up and shit. And they don't have any type of concept on what the actual culture is out here, what it was before they came here. And they just out here to fucking, you know what I mean, take some Instagram flicks and just add that to their resume. Meanwhile, like, this is where I'm from, and this is what I know, and this is what I've been taught. And, you know, I'm just trying to preserve that and also do it in a way that's going to bring generations together, because I'm young and I'm aware that I'm young, and I'm aware of my star power and my potential. I don't even try to like drag on it like that. But yo, kids my age is going to fuck with me because I'm their age, bro. And they're going to support. They're going to be like, oh yeah, that's my man. But in order to fully get the entire audience, bro, like, I mean, like, some mad old heads don't want to listen to new rappers, and that's totally understandable, but they might be a little more quicker to do so when they're like, oh damn, this kid's wearing a Pelly Pelly, like, the fuck he know about that? like, that's what I'm saying, this shit, and oh shit, he's using all the old Wu slang, like what's up with him? You know what I mean? He, all right, so he must know his shit, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really seeing the old old ass slang and shit. I be asking my OGs, like, yo, yo, put me on game. You know what I mean? I be, you know what I mean? Just trying to figure my shit out. But yeah, man, like, it's gonna be a really powerful thing, man. I'm trying to really just be a symbol, a beacon of New York hip hop, a voice for New York, man. You know what I mean? For all ages, you know what I mean? Because I want to be a voice for kids my age right now, and I want to be something that, you know, my OGs is gonna look back at it and be like, yo, I was doing the same thing, man. That kid is like a reflection of myself. He reminds me of my younger self. You know what I mean?
Yo, I like that right there, because like when you say that now, because like when we think of like New York, like, you know how most like casual rap fans, they'll be like, oh, like the drill sound like Pop Smoke. But see, I don't see you like going towards that though. But like, you know, there's this one thing that we always say, like, you know, if with the right producer, you never know what you can create, man. And like, so with you 18 years old, like, yo, like what type of like producers like did you find like yo, I want to like rhyme over those type of beats? Because like, you gotta remember, there's the hi-hat drill sound and then there's the classic sound, right?
Yeah, nah, I'm pretty diverse, man. You know what I mean? Like, it might upset you to hear that there probably will be a drill song on my next album. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. So yo, we don't hate on the new generation, yo. We fuck with some, yo. We just, yo.
Nah, yeah. Like, nah, trust. That drill track, I'm not just talking the regular cliches. I'm bugging on that shit, and it's some ill sample and shit. Like, and that's gonna be the single drill track I probably put out ever, you know what I mean, until 504 and hits my line and it's like, yo,
Fabi fire, I get prepared, Fabi yeah. Fire.
And that's what I'm saying. And I'm also, I want to reach a level where I get so known for being this New York lyricist that like drill cats is like, yo, I need to get him on my track because that's gonna go crazy.
Have that like, energy with it.
Right. You know what I mean? Just cause they know like, all right, he could rap on anything. But definitely Mad Lib beats. I love Mad Lib. That's okay. One of my favorite producers. Premier for sure. Dilla for sure, Alchemist for damn sure. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get that Alchemist project real soon.
Oh, yo. Yeah, I can see your Alchemist definitely fucking a few. That's the thing I like about Alchemist too. He'll go work with somebody like a Mobb Deep. And now he'll go work with somebody totally unknown, like I don't wanna get any names wrong, but like most people don't know Do-Rag Dynasty and what the impact that they had until like later on. So like they're like, so I can see Alchemist saying, yo, I was early on this Lord Sko guy. We got an EP together.
Yeah. Right, yeah, man. You know what I mean? That's definitely, you know what I mean, in the works. You know what I mean? It's gonna be there, no doubt.
So with your generation now too, because like Currency is like a new generation. Currency was like, when I first heard Currency, that was like, he was supposed to be what Drake is now, and then he left John Money. But then he created an underground type following. But like, so what does Spitta mean to your generation? Because I'm curious, like, for a new generation, we know what Spitta, you know, masked beat. But for your generation, what does Currency mean to you guys?
I love Currency, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not trying to throw Spitta under the bus over here. I feel like that's a weird question though, because I ain't even gonna hold you, bro. Like, I tried going to a Currency concert last year with my homie Arlo, who's my producer. He's my age too, and that shit was literally 21 plus. They wasn't letting nobody in there.
Whoa, okay, what the hell?
And I understand he was like smoking and shit, but we was dead ass like the only teens there, and people kept walking past us and being like, wow, like, yeah, listen to Currency, like, that's dope, man. And we were like, all right, bro, like, how about y'all just let us in the fucking concert, man, so we can fucking I love Currency though, and that's one of my favorite rappers. I'm working on a tape to come out this year that's gonna be called Piff, and it's actually it's gonna be kind of dedicated to that era of weed smoke and rap, of like Currency, Wiz, Mac Miller, you know, that early shit. Yeah. I'm really trying to, you know, I mean, that's not gonna be my next project, but I'm working on that shit now too. It'll come out this year for sure. And that project's gonna be a lot of fun. And you know, hopefully that shit catches some more ears, gets the right people on there and all of that. But I love Currency, man. I think he got like, his work ethic is obviously unmatched, you know? When he really gets in that pocket, you know what I mean? Like he's really like one of the best for sure. Like his projects with Alchemist are crazy, his Harry Fraud shits are crazy. what's it called, like the Jet Life joints. I mean, like he got it, like, for real. I love Currency.
See, like, I always tell people, like, my age too, they're like, oh yeah, you know, Currency's like Andre. I'm like, I keep telling, like, yo, Currency's in, like, influencing this whole new generation. You guys are just stuck on Pilot Talk 1 and 2. It's like, you guys gotta listen to the stuff of Harry Fraud he's got, or like what you said with Alchemist. Yeah. Like the
Covert Coop is really what set off this whole Alchemist run. You know what I mean? Like that was really the first, like, one that he did that made him be like, all right, let me start curating full projects with these dudes and,
yeah,
putting them out, making the money off merch, whatever. Oh my God, I'm sneezing the fuck out. I'm dying right now, B. I just saved that second. Damn. But yeah, man, that shit really set it off. You know what I mean? I heard Al say that in an interview once.
So another person, I won't take up much of your time now too, but you know, when I think of
don't worry,
the community we have, you know, it's like, it's a very diverse community. So like, yeah, I was curious. So you ever heard of Mutant Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's type of cool. I want to see you work with Fly Anakin. Yeah, I think you and Fly can make something. Yo.
Yeah. When I think
of your generation, he's around your same generation too.
Right. Nah, Fly Anakin is ill, man. We got the same manager, so that'll definitely happen at some point. You know what I mean?
Salibio, if you listen, yo, you gotta make that happen.
Yeah, man. Nah, he's definitely tuned in, man. He knows what's going on.
So, like, even, like, with, you know, because I got to ask about this, because I never would have found you if it wasn't for my guy, Salim. So, like, how did Salim find you? Because, like, you know, Salim got a very good reputation in this game, man. So, someone, yo, we gotta respect guy and check him out. So, when I was like, oh, I see why Salim fucks with some.
Yeah, I mean, so I had a, it was actually pretty cool. So, I had met, I think I had introduced myself at the Sweet Chick pop-up, the first one, the Alchemist Rock Marcy shit. But they, I don't know if you've seen, but if you go back and watch the recap for the Rock Marcy Alchemist Sweet Chick pop-up that happened in October, I want to say, I was like the first person shown in that shit.
It's gonna wait right here for this bitch ass. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking take all night.
Like, literally, I was like, it was like it was a quick clip, but I was like the first person in that shit. Like, before they showed Rock and Alchemist, it was like a quick B-roll. I was the first person on that shit. And then pretty much the comments was just mad people was up in the comments when Rock and Al posted it, like, Lord Sko spotted, Lord Sko, Lord Sko, Lord Sko. Like, it was like 20 motherfuckers commenting that shit. Like, on Rock shit, on Alchemist shit, when Baba posted it too. So he followed me after that, and he kind of was tapped in, you know what I mean? He had commented on some of my shit. You know what I mean? The OG was showing a little bit of love, but you know, I think he was like, he wasn't really, you know, I don't think he was like, yo, let me manage this kid quite yet.
Yeah.
But, I went to Los Angeles in December. And I did a show out there, and I met up with Dante Ross, who's my other manager. And pretty much I get back. Since then, shit has really been on fire. But Dante put out a tweet when I was out there, like, hearing this 17-year-old kid rap like G-Rap is fucking crazy.
Yo, it's crazy.
And I, like, posted that shit up, and I was getting a lot of attention for that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Shit was moving. And I got back up with my OG, Emilio Craig, which you're not familiar with, you should definitely familiarize yourself.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely familiar with Emilio Craig. He did a lot of work with, I think, Rim.
Oh, yeah, man. He's in that job with it, man. He's one of the best. But, yeah, he made that introduction to Ba, and he was like, yo, I'm going to send Baba your shit. I was like, yo, I think Ba already know who I am, vaguely. And he was like, no doubt, I'm going to send him your shit. So he sends him his shit, and then he tells me like this. He's like, yo, I got a call. And Baba's like, yo, Sko, oh, I've been fucking with this kid, da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just got to bring it to their attention from a different perspective, you know, because he knew who I was. But once someone approached him with that idea to be like, yo, would you work with this kid? He was all in on it, especially because he knew the OG Dante was in on it. And, you know, it's been a beautiful situation, you know what I mean? So we gonna keep moving this shit. And I'm very grateful to have two managers of that stature because, you know, I'm a young dude, you know what I mean? As we've addressed. And
yeah,
I'm glad it's just not some random college kid who's like, yo, I like your music, man. Bro, like, I got serious dudes who's in my corner, you know what I mean? Legends and shit, you know what I mean? Responsible for some of the illest people in the game. So I never take that for granted, man.
And that's what I like too now too, because like, you know, of that stature and like, you know, like, but you also bring your own to the table. Cause like,
absolutely.
You're in the 17th.
Oh yeah. Nah, and that's the thing is they know that too, man. Like they know that, they know it's not just like they trying to help me out or nothing. Like they see the potential. They see the way I'm making waves, and you know, they just added fuel to that fire. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's never a problem with having legends in the corner, man.
Yo, because like, yo, Kendrick didn't make Kid Kid Mad City tier, but like maybe, I think it was like 22, maybe 20, 23. You're still 18, right. So yo, you still got a lot more life to live. So yo.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, except I'm about to hit my Illmatic year, son. So I got to trust. This year going to be, I'm putting some damage this year.
Oh, you're going to go for your Illmatic. Okay.
That's not even what I'm saying. I'm not even necessarily saying that, man, because you know, I'm not even saying, yo, I'm gonna make that one classic project, but yep. I'm just saying, yo, I'm a competitive dude, man. I dropped Museum on the same day that Joey dropped his project, because you know, I'm a competitive dude, and I was gonna make motherfuckers listen to his shit and listen to my shit and be like, damn, that kid's shit was low key better.
And plus, I'm pretty sure you want something to look back on now too. It's like, yo, I did this at 18.
Not only that, bro, because you know what I mean, it's not like I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking more so like, yo, like, you know what I mean, like I'm just trying to continue making markings of my life, you know what I mean, like in the moment. But you know, when I say it's gonna be my Illmatic, yeah, I want to have that same type of respect, and I want people to know the way I'm coming, the way people knew Nasty was coming when he was 19, you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's fat. Well, like, even like, yo, or just like the name now too. Like, I like how you chose your name to incorporate with something like, oh, it just sounds cool. Cause Sko is like your friends used to call you Sko. But where does the Lord come from?
Yeah, so I be wearing mad rings and shit. So it was like
one of the rings, ain't you?
What happened? Yeah, but specifically though, that shit was like, it was like a, I don't want to call him like a crackhead, but there was like a drug addict in my neighborhood who was homeless and shit. I always walk by him and shit. He always asked for a dollar. I usually give him a dollar, but he knew I was a rapper before I even started rapping. Not before I started rapping, but he knew I was a rapper before I told him. I always, you know, stop by, be like, yo, what's up? Da, 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 da. He'd be like, yo. One day he was just like, yo, you a rapper, man? I was like, yeah. And he's like, yo, you like the Lord of the Rings. And I was like, word. And that shit was mad funny. But also, it's just like some New York slang, you know what I mean? What up, Lord? Da 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 da. And
what up, Lord? Yeah.
You know what I mean? And unfortunately, that man died too. So you know, it's a little bit of just a memorial, because you know what I mean. I was just starting to write, and I just always thought it was crazy that like I never mentioned it to him or nothing, and he was just like, "Yo, you're like the Lord of the Rings, man. Like you're like." And I was like, "What? Like, you know what I mean?" So you know, I just put two and two together. It's also I was a big fan of Kid Cudi, his last name is Mez Cudi. You know what I mean? So I took a similar approach in structure in my name. You know, my last name is Fersko, Fersko. So
yeah, it's worked out. Crazy with the Lord part though now, because it shows like the type of person you are now too. It's like, you know, like. Most people that walk by a drug addict, but it obviously, you know, that meant something to you. To like, you know, I'm gonna, it's your way of saying thank you to that.
Because he was always cracking jokes and shit, though. Like, he was mad beloved in my neighborhood. Like, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers knew who he was. Because, and he wasn't ever like bugging on motherfuckers. He wasn't
there's some normal crack.
Yeah, he was just like, you know what I mean? He'd be on the corner, yo, what's up? How you doing? God bless, whatever, you know? And my mom's is like that, bro. My mom's always want to give him a dollar. Always want to help him out. She got a sandwich in the bag. She gonna give him the sandwich. You know, my mom's is a wonderful woman when it comes to that. And you know, it's funny now, cause I when I don't be walking around with money, I give him a Newport, and that seems to make him just as happy, if not happier, man. You know what I mean? So that's how I've established the Newport Lord title, man.
I like that now too. It means you're a good kid, though. But yo, Lord Sko, man. Yo, if there's a you're welcome back anytime on the show, man. And
no doubt, bro. No doubt, my man.
Let us know, man, because yo, I got a friend like, bro, yo, you earned my shit as a fan of my support. So my resources, I can definitely help you out, yo. Yo, yeah.
I appreciate you, man. That means a lot, my G.
Hey, anytime, yo. All you gotta do is hit the DM, yo, and we'll make it happen. But before I let you go, is there anything that you got a website or anything where people can like check you out, or is it just everything on stream, man?
Yeah, we working on a website right now. For now, I'll just say check me out on streaming, LORDSKO, Lord Sko. I'm on Instagram, I'm on wherever you are interested in hearing me, I'm probably findable there. So, you know what I mean?
All right, yo, Lord Sko, man. Like I said, yo, you're welcome back at time. Appreciate you taking time out your day. And yo, like I said, yo, museum, yo, if anyone, yo, are curious about it, we're going to put the link in below. And if you could find me that clip of you about with the Rock Show, yo, I want to include it in this interview right too now.
I got you. I'll throw it in. It's on the Instagram. I'll send it to you. I'll find it real quick. I got you.
Hi, my G. Yo, let's go, man. You have yourself a good day. Yo, I know you keep killing it, my G. The new G-Rap's in the building, y'all.
Sure. My man. Thank you.